Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment in Thoughts on Purim. Just to share a concept I once saw written about this idea of prayer. Imagine a person has a very significant business meeting on a given day, and he prepares as well as he can, and he's ready. And he actually was working so hard in preparation that he went to bed very late the night before the meeting because he was up so late working. Gets the meeting the next day, and things just don't go well, and he doesn't achieve the desired result. So what's the lesson learned? So the lesson learned is that he must have to do better the next time he has an important meeting. So maybe that means he has to prepare even better. Maybe actually that means that he has to prepare a little bit not as well so that he can go to sleep earlier so that he can be well-rested for the meeting. Maybe that's what it is. So then he has the second. So he decides before his next major meeting that, you know what, it's the latter. He's going to make sure to get into bed earlier. Fine. He has the second meeting, and it also doesn't go well. And now he's beside himself. What in the world can he do? And then he realizes, you know what, he still wasn't sufficiently rested. It must be that he didn't get enough rest. So now what he's going to do, we actually normally, you know, let's say goes to shul in the morning, but he's decided he really needs to get a solid night of sleep before this third very important meeting. So he decides, you know, God will understand for the sake of the meeting, he specifically won't go to Minyan so that he'll be successful. Now, just as an aside, of course we have to be responsible, and it could be that sometimes in life, we do have to perhaps skip minyanim for business and professional concerns. That's a very possible scenario. But just to think about it in this light, does a person reflect and say, perhaps one of the greatest things I can do to achieve success in my meeting is to pray to God that I should succeed in my meeting? And if there's a force in prayer, perhaps, you know, for example, if I were to go daven with a minyan, that would make it even more effective. It's interesting. Perhaps I've shared this in an earlier series. I don't remember. I once had an experience where a member of the family, a member of the extended family, who I felt very close to, received a very serious medical prognosis. And so I received the call telling me about this. You know, so what do? You know, I hung up the phone and I was sad. I shared it with my wife. And what can you do? And I was very jarred. And I thought to myself, you know, imagine if I myself was a doctor and I specialized in the field in which this person was suffering his illness. So what would I do? I would get on the phone. I would offer to discuss the situation with his doctor. I would ask to see x-rays, and so on and so forth. So I'm no doctor, but I do have a conduit of prayer to the master of the universe. And I have no special conduit of prayer to the master of the universe, no more than any other Jew. But I am a member of God's chosen people. I believe in the power of prayer. It was very moving. I thought to myself, you know, do I really believe that my ability of prayer is a tool that can really bring about the desired result far more than knowledge of a certain area of specialty? Not to take away from the knowledge of the specialty. That's also very important. But just to really believe in the power of prayer, if I could very briefly share another thought from Rav Chaim Freelander. There's a very famous Gemara. The Gemara says that when Esther is telling Ahasuerus about Haman's plot, she says this treacherous enemy of a person, Haman. And the Gemara says that actually when she says this treacherous enemy of a person, she was going to point to Ahasuerus, the king. And the angel came and tilted her hand away so that she pointed to Haman instead. That's what the Gemara says. Such a strange Gemara. Like, she's talking to Ahasuerus. Why in the world what would possess her that in the middle of her giving her plea before Ahasuerus, she calls Ahasuerus a terrible, evil person? Why would you do that? And so Rav Chaim Friedlander suggests that the point is, in her heart and in her mind, she's really not talking to Ahasuerus. She's really talking to God. She believes with every fiber of her being that this is in God's hands. Now, the only thing is, she knows that her hishtadlus, her effort, is to talk to Ahasuerus. But as she's facing Ahasuerus, she's really not thinking that much about Ahasuerus. She's thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just an interesting snippet of in the moment, a true belief in the tremendous power of prayer. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.